Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Sam Panionovic. He, of course, with VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and a regular on the program. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Sam.
Good morning, gentlemen. For the first time in 13 weeks, we've done this 13 weeks in a row. Guess who's favored to win the NFC North?
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Cody Parkey's team?
Cody Parkey's team, yeah. We can't talk about his practice on television, but we can tell you that the Chicago Bears are favored to win the NFC North right now in Vegas at plus 120. So $100 wins you plus 120. Guys, this team before the season, they were 10 or 12 to 1. And right now, we're over halfway through the season. This is not a fluke anymore. When Vegas moves a team to a favorite to win a division in November, this team is for real. They are plus 120. The Vikings are plus 140. Then the Packers about 3-1. And the Lions, God, are they awful. They're 100-1. But the Bears are favored to win the division. They're 12-1 to win the conference. And they're now 25-1 to win the Super Bowl. They have the eighth best odds in all of football. Rams, Saints, Chiefs, Steelers, Patriots, Chargers, Vikings, and Bears. That's where we are right now.
So, Sam, if they're that favored to win the division, why aren't they favored more against the Vikings at home on Sunday night?
Well, because when you look at the schedule right now, they're favored at home in this game against the Vikings. And these things will change, right? If the Vikings win this game on Sunday, they'll be favored. This is a very fluid situation. Vegas still thinks on a neutral field the Vikings are a better team by just a hair. I think they like the quarterback a little bit more. They might like the defensive line a little bit more. But it's all semantics at this point. It also might just be because of the handle. You may have more people that have already bet the Vikings. So if the Vikings were to win the Super Bowl, they'd pay out more money. But it's really, really, you know, neck and neck. The Vikings are 22-1 and the Bears are 25-1. It's all semantics at this point, but it doesn't matter who's favored, who's not favored. This team is for real, and that's really what we should take from this.
And you know, the Vikings are a pretty damn good team too, and we've seen them kind of suffer through some losses, some injuries, you know, obviously an issue with a player. Now here you have them coming off a bye week, and they will be at full strength, well, close to full strength for the first time all year.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Dalvin Cook is going to play. He's passed all the tests. He's been practicing. He gets Stephon Diggs back, one of their great weapons at receiver. Xavier Rhodes, the cornerback, has been playing. He's healthy now. So you've got Waynes and you've got Rhodes at corner. Only guy that's really missing right now, Anthony Barr, their linebacker. Andrew Sandejo also at safety. But this is about as healthy as they've been. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Everson Griffin coming back to that defensive line, that's a big deal. He's getting pressure on the quarterback. When the defensive line can get through the offensive line, it makes the linebackers better. It makes the secondary better. And this is probably, in all honesty, this is probably the most complete team the Bears have seen to date. Say what you want about who the Bears have beaten. You could only play who's in front of you. And I did see this. I think it was one of you guys that was talking about this, that last year the Eagles and Patriots had two of the easiest strength of schedules, and they ended up playing in the Super Bowl. So you can't fault the team for who they play. It's not like the Bears made their schedule. But still, this is the best team to date. I have no doubt about it. This is the best team to date the Bears will play.
Sam, in college football, it's a pretty blah schedule. I mean, you got Alabama favored by 51 against the Citadel. Notre Dame, that's a little bit higher marquee at Yankee Stadium, playing against Syracuse. What are you looking at college football this weekend?
Yeah, I'm not going to lay the 51 with Alabama, although they could be up 51-0 at the end of the second quarter, for all intents and purposes. In college football, I want to look at a game. College game day is going to Orlando, and UCF is hosting Cincinnati. This line opened up at 8, and I really do think the Bearcats have a chance to win this game outright. You're talking about a team with a better defense getting points in a spot where they can win this game. Cincinnati 9-1 this year. UCF is good. They could score a lot of points, but they haven't done it against a good defense. I mean, I don't know who the best defense they played in the last couple of years. They did play Auburn in the bowl game, but as you guys know, when a team like Auburn is shooting for a national championship and they fall flat, they don't care about that bowl game. So this is going to be the most locked-in defense they're going to face. I think Cincinnati has a chance to win the game outright. That's one of my favorite picks. I took the 7 with Cincinnati. But that Notre Dame and Syracuse game is very interesting. That line is going all over the place. The Irish opened up. They were 9.5-point favorites. Then it got to Notre Dame minus 11, and now there's been some buyback here. Notre Dame about minus 10 or minus 10.5. And, guys, I don't know that they've faced a dynamic quarterback like this in a long time. Eric Dungy, Orange quarterback, 14 passing touchdowns, 12 on the ground, and he only has 6 turnovers. He's better than Shea Patterson. He's better than any quarterback they've seen to date. And at Yankee Stadium, anything goes in this spot. Crazy things always happen in November. This is going to be a tough spot for Notre Dame. I'm not going to call the upset, but this is not a pushover by any means. This is going to be a tough test for the Irish.
We got off the NFL without asking you about the Saints. They have been a cover machine. The problem is they've now got Brandon Marshall, and we know that he is kryptonite to playoff dream. So
toxic.
They would seem to have already gotten there, but he's never been in the playoffs. Wow, I don't know. Bad
he
omens.
Said he has a lot left, too. He's like, yeah, I got a lot to offer. Yeah, really? He's never played in a playoff game, ever, and he always tends to wear out his welcome. I'll never forget doing the sideline game that year against the Dolphins when he exploded on the entire team. That was the end of the Mark Trestman era. But you're right, Molly. This team has covered 7 games in a row. 7, which is unthinkable in the NFL. And people keep kind of bumping their spreads up. Rather than make it 5, you make it 7. Rather than 7, it's 9. Rather than 10, it's 12. And they keep covering. And it's ironic. I talked to a couple bookmakers in Mississippi, which is very close in proximity to New Orleans. What do you think they're betting there every week? Saints in the over, Saints in the over, Saints in the over, and it keeps cashing. They won their last 7 games by an average of 15 points. But this line, I mean, you get the Eagles. I don't want to go against the freight train. I'm not going to pick the Eagles per se, but you get the Eagles at plus 8.5 or plus 9, which is just ridiculous because that's still a good football team with a decent quarterback and a good coaching staff. But because of how many games in a row the Saints have covered, 7 in a row, this line is so inflated now. The look-ahead line was 6, but because of how they played, not to mention the Eagles losing on Sunday night, this line could be 9 or 9.5. It might even be 10 by the time we get to Sunday.
Sam, you're keeping your head above water, 13-12 on the year. What are your favorite plays this weekend?
Yeah, that's what I get for picking against Northwestern and the Bears last week, right? It's all my fault. I am taking Cincinnati plus the 7. I like the Colts to win the game, so I'll lay the money line price. And look, I picked against the Bears, 3 times. I picked on them twice. If they beat this game, I will shut up. But I'm going to take the Vikings here. I'm going to take the 2.5. How about Chicago 21, Minnesota 20? I'll say the Bears win, but the Vikings hang inside the short number at 2.5. Take Cincinnati, the Colts, and the Vikings this weekend.
Great stuff. Thanks a ton, Sam. Always a joy.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.